It's Wednesday, the 16th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Electoral Commission of Namibia held a public meeting on Wednesday to receive nominations for candidates and political parties for the 2024 presidential and national assembly elections. The final list of candidates will be announced on Thursday, the 17th of October, ECN Commissioner Dr. Emerencia Leonard.
A total of 21 political parties that have commenced with the submission of the candidates for the National Assembly. We also have submissions of independent presidential candidates. We have received 3 submissions, Ms. Elsie Chen, second, Mr. Jeremiah Kambo, and third, Ms. Ali Angula.
Meanwhile, in a developing story, the Electoral Commission of Namibia has rejected the nominations of all 3 independent candidates. They have been given until Thursday to rectify any faulty submission. Relief for consumers as the Bank of Namibia announces a 25 basis point reduction in the repo rate, lowering it to 7.25%. Here is Bond Governor Johannes Gavagab speaking at today's monetary policy announcement.
This decision was made following a comprehensive review of current and expected domestic, regional and global economic developments. Based on our assessment, we deem it appropriate to moderate the degree of monetary policy restriction. Domestic economic activity rose during the first 8 months of 2024, although growth slowed on a quarterly and a yearly basis during the second quarter. Inflation receded notably, and the projected medium-term inflation path has been revised downwards.
Bailouts for South Africa's cash-strapped state companies have cost taxpayers 456.5 billion rand over the past 9 financial years, and the bill is expected to increase. That's according to the country's national treasury. Staying in the region, Angola will extend a cash transfer program for low-income families as a weaker currency and sky-high inflation continue to drive up living costs in the oil-producing country. Bloomberg reports that the Quenda program will run until 2029 following the recent approval by the World Bank of an additional $400 million loan, President João Lourenço said in a speech on Tuesday. NASA has launched a spacecraft to Jupiter's frozen moon, Europa, to look at whether the distant world has conditions suitable to support life. The $5.2 billion mission is more than a decade in the making.
The goal is to see whether Jupiter's moon has the potential for life to thrive. While scientists have long focused such efforts on Mars, which is more similar to Earth, NASA's aiming for Europa because of a massive ocean believed to be underneath its icy crust. Instruments on the spacecraft will search for organic compounds and other clues beneath the ice. If it can withstand Jupiter's harsh radiation environment and complete its mission, the world may be one step closer to discovering whether there's life beyond Earth.
And finally, Kaoko Green Energy Solution has received official approval from the Environmental Commissioner of Namibia for the environmental impact assessment of its wave roller technology project. According to Mining Energy Namibia, the project in partnership with AW Energy Oy and Impact Tank Namibia, the tech will harness energy from ocean waves to generate clean, renewable power. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.